Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the punt is Dixon. In the return, Johan Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown on the blocked punt.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again. Big block on the punt. Sidney Brown scoops it up. It almost just pops into the hands of Sidney Brown, and no one's going to catch him.
Well, you can make the case, John Lennon, that was, you know, maybe the most important play of the game. I mean, when you consider they won by, what, four, and that
Him,
was
Latu,
seven. Yeah, that was big, man.
Back.
That was right out of the gate. That was really, really big. All right.
I'm really happy for him.
You're happy? Well,
fullback.
Yes.
He's a fullback. We're in number 36 in there, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're giving out Brian Westbrook's number, but, you know.
And, well.
Well, they did do the shovel pass.
All right, let's get to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. So everything that went down yesterday was, well, there's a ton, and some injuries, and some big guys are dealing with some lingering issues. Let's talk to Dr. Damon Green, orthopedic surgeon with Shure Orthopedic University Associates, a division of Ortho New Jersey in Galloway, Summers Point, and Cape May Courthouse. Dr. Green specializing in acute and chronic ligament, tendon, and cartilage injuries to all major joints, and he joins us right now. Doc, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, a lot to do here. Lane Johnson, two games in a row now. Obviously, he has left the game. How troubling, you know, the stinger from last week, lingering effect. What would be your interpretation of what this means moving forward?
Well, the concern with the stinger is that you irritate the nerve roots as they exit out the spine and go into the shoulder. And the concern is that now that's 2 weeks in a row on a similar play where he's injured it. So in a 13-year, you know, veteran lineman, you start to worry, is there any sort of cervical degeneration going on that possibly could almost be career ending? And that would be the major concern going forward, given that, again, it's 2 weeks in a row with that acute kind of injury.
How much value would there be, in your opinion, of sitting him out a game, or is that almost irrelevant if the situation is as you describe it could be?
If you sit him out a game, obviously that will give his injured ligaments time to heal, as well as let the muscle stabilize potentially the cervical spine or his shoulder. But again, that would all depend on, you know, what the MRI and the imaging show. And obviously, I don't have access to any of those things.
Sure. So we don't know if it's a different injury than the stinger from last week. It could be another stinger this week.
It could be, given the way he was rocking back and forth on the bench after the play.
Right.
And the fact that we didn't see too much, you know, in that play itself.
Jalen Carter left the game late with the shoulder injury, but he did come back in, which is a huge plus. This has been giving him problems all year, it seems. What have you seen from that, and what should we expect?
Most likely, it looks like he suffered an AC joint sprain during training camp. There are various grades, 1 through 6, 6 being the worst, obviously needing surgery. What it appears to be is he has a grade 1 or grade 2 sprain that would heal with, you know, a couple weeks of rest, but because we're in the middle of the season, he's just going to try to keep toughing it out and keep playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look as effective. I'll say that. I mean, one thing that stands out to me is he's not playing at the same level, and the shoulder is probably, you know, a direct result. Let's talk about Nolan Smith, Doc. So obviously, there's nothing new from him yesterday, but we want to get your opinion. You know, he's supposed to be one of the most important and one of the better defensive players on the team this year. He suffers the tricep injury again. How concerning that after coming back in the offseason from the Super Bowl injury with the tricep, that it happens again. What does that mean when he comes back, presumably in October, maybe early November? What does it mean for the likelihood of reoccurrence again?
Well, the biggest predictor of a reoccurring injury in a tricep is having a previous injury in a tricep that required surgery. So that is his biggest risk factor, as well as his position with that constant pushing being where he is on that line.
So what does that mean? Now, this does not require surgery, and he's on IR. When can he come back? This doesn't seem like it's going to be long until it's feeling better.
No, right? probably around the 2 to 4 week timeline. It's probably a small tear or strain. They mean the same thing. And typically, return to play is typically around 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's concerning, though. I mean, it's two times in about 6 months for him. And obviously, we saw Brandon Graham with, two in a couple months last, winter. So not ideal. Right, well, Doc, we appreciate the expertise. For everyone listening right now, get yourself for Dr. Green's tremendous care to SureOrthopedic.com. That's SureOrthopedic.com. And want to remind everyone, starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, we'll be giving away tickets to the Eagles-Broncos game on our show Friday. But you got to listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock as we give away tickets to the next Eagles game, courtesy
of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Doc, we appreciate you being on the program today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You got it, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.